This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The front page headline on this morning's Boston Herald reads, "Our Little Secret, Greenway Chief's Salary Spin."
The story cites six-figure salaries for Rose Kennedy Greenway Conservancy Director Nancy Brennan, big bonuses even in recession years, and eye-popping expenses for maintaining Boston's marquee urban park.
All in all, a screamer of a Herald story that we thought at first was a great piece of investigative journalism.
But then we called Nancy Brennan for comment.
The reporter was overwhelmed with the figures that we gave her on Monday, and I am going to say that she got several things wrong to the fact that they were printed inaccurately.
Why don't we start with one of the statements that was printed in the Boston Herald, and that is regarding maintenance on the Greenway. The Herald says that it costs the Rose Kennedy Greenway some $300,000 per acre. That was a figure from last year in maintenance costs. In contrast, the Herald reports that it costs about $50,000 per year to maintain New York's Central Park. First of all, is that true?
The cost per acre is half of that, $159,000 per acre. And we are a 15.5-acre site. The New York Central Park Conservancy is an 800-acre park, which is wooded and largely pastoral. The Greenway is much more comparable to modern urban parks with extensive fountains and hardscape for public events and lighting systems. And we compare ourselves to the High Line in New York, mm-hmm. Bryant Park in New York, Battery Park City, and others. And we are actually spending less than they.
Nancy Brennan, another thing that was printed in the Herald surrounded the issue of fundraising, that the Conservancy spent $584,000 on fundraising in 2010, in fiscal year 2010, but only brought in $554,000. So essentially spent more money to raise funds than you got back. Is that true?
It's not. I certainly understand the source of the confusion. We did spend $584,000. We brought in $810,000. Now, this last year, we brought in just under $2 million. So you can see that there's really been a significant upsurge since the depth of 2010.
So the fundraising question is one that leads to another assertion printed in the Herald, and that is the question of your bonuses. The Herald says that in 2009 and 2010, you were awarded $25,000 in annual bonuses. Is that true?
Yes.
That is true.
Yes, that is correct. The board makes a determination based on the executive committee setting annual goals with me and then reviewing my performance against the goals and taking into consideration the financial climate of that year.
The board it was quoted in the Herald as saying that they believe you perform spectacularly. Do you agree with the board's assessment, even though the Greenway has had, you know, maybe a couple years of fundraising performance that aren't as robust as you would have liked to have seen them?
I am grateful for my job, Meghna, and grateful for every dollar in my paycheck. The effort with the Greenway is a long-term effort towards a really fabulous public space that has enough money from a variety of sectors, both public and private, to operate without people wondering if the lights are going to go dark.
Nancy Brennan, for me, the larger question that's raised by this story that was printed in the Boston Herald is one about the financial health of the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Greenway overall. Originally, when the Greenway was conceived, it was conceived as a conservancy that would operate without state funding. That hasn't happened so far. I mean, in 2008, there was state legislation that required taxpayer assistance, essentially, for the conservancy to roughly half of your budget. There's legislation pending on Beacon Hill that would put that taxpayer funding as a permanent part of the Greenway's overall budget in perpetuity. Is that a disappointment for you that you haven't been able to really find a model that could fulfill the original mission of the Greenway in being something that was able to run without taxpayer support?
There were many early models proposed as the Greenway was designed and constructed. That was one of them. I think everyone understands that was never realistic. The state is the owner of the land, but they should not be the only funder of the land because there are so many people and so many beneficiaries of the things that the Greenway has brought to Boston. Since 2008, the 50-50 public-private financing model has been in place. Mm-hmm. We need to keep going from there to add more funding sources if we want the kind of world-class park that is enjoyed and benefits others. And in this next year, we'll be talking with abutting property owners about their participation. We'll be talking to more foundations about contributions to our operations and special projects.
Nancy Brennan is the director of the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Greenway Conservancy. Nancy Brennan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Magna, thank you. Be well.
And by the way, we ran some of this information by Peter Harnick of the Trust for Public Land in Washington. He's an expert in public park management. And he says the Greenway's overall budget per acre is in line with similar parks like New York's High Line.